and welcome to this ICIS podcast with me, Matt Tudball, Senior Editor for Recycling here at ICIS. And I'm joined today by Caroline Murray, Senior Editor for PET. Hi, Caroline, how are you today?
Hello, Matt. I'm very well. Thank you very much. Hope you are too.
I am indeed. And we are going to talk today about the virgin PET and recycled PET markets and see how the two are influencing each other, as well as look at things like supply and demand for the upcoming summer. So I will start by asking you, Caroline, how are things looking in terms of supply and demand for European PET right now?
Okay, so we've just come out of crazy bad supply situation in terms of domestic production. It's been very difficult to get PTA imports. We've had force majeures on PTA that have led to force majeures on PET. Well, all those declarations have since been lifted, and it's becoming a more normal production scenario in Europe. Where it's all going a bit wrong still is the freight market, the logistic chaos that is ongoing. People who bought imports, some I heard recently last year, so numbers considerably lower than they are today, and they're only just receiving this material. So there are huge delays. Obviously, they're not all as significant as that, but it means that planning is a very difficult thing to do. Effectively, you don't know what you're going to pay at the end. You don't really know when the product's going to be loaded, never mind dispatched. Some people don't really get an option of port destination. That specifically, they'll have an option of 3 or 4 instead of just 1. It's real chaos out there, and it is disrupting the supply. But that said, It's really the demand that it's not a concern, but prices have been so high because of the supply situation, and the supply is now improving. Imports are difficult, but they are coming in every day. They are coming in. So when we talk about demand, it's a strange one, really. Obviously, with the pandemic, demand has been poor in the end user market, so particularly for bottle sales. I think thermoforming and is slightly better, but for the major market, the sales of PET bottles, that's really struggling during the pandemic. Obviously, it has been the whole time. It is, however, improving in pockets around Europe. It's all to do with the freedom of movement of people, basically. And, if lockdowns are easing, restrictions are less in certain areas, and, people may be going on staycations or vacations or whatever, the weather is warm, that sort of thing. So that's encouraging demand. It is better. I was also going to say that that's demand from end users, but then you've got the demand from people who actually buy PET, the resin. And we've had a lot of panic buying when prices started to move up. So they were very, very low end of last year, and then they went very, very high. And in that process, there was quite a lot of panic buying. So now that prices are under some downward pressure, buyers are basically living off stocks. They don't want to buy in a downward market. But yes, the summer is coming, it's here, what have you, and there is a modicum of improvement in terms of end user demand. I'll let you get a word in now, Matt.
Thank you. But it's interesting because everything that goes on in your market or in the PET market impacts the recycled PET market. But it's getting to the point now where I do think the markets are starting to diverge again, because, as you mentioned, the logistics problems that the virgin market had, that directly influenced the rPET market, because we did see quite a lot of virgin buyers coming across to rPET flake in particular earlier in the year, trying to buy the flake where they could buy flake to make up for the lost volumes they couldn't get on the virgin side. But as a result of that, then we've seen substantial rises in the price of post-consumer bottles, the colourless flakes in particular, and also food grade pellets. And whilst the market was tight and the demand was high, then I think buyers you know, they were accepting of this as much as a buyer would be accepting of three-digit increases month on month. But what is interesting now is the coronavirus, you know, obviously the pandemic's been with us here in Europe since March last year, and that really has impacted the consumer behavior and consumption in particular of on-the-go bottles. And this has really tightened the post-consumer bottle availability across Europe for a very prolonged period of time. And what we're now seeing is that lack of post-consumer bottles is just meaning that the stock levels have been all skewed, because normally, you know, as you well know, Caroline, you know, we have the run up to the summer period, you get the preformers making their products ahead of the summer period. And normally kind of around this time, a little bit more into July and August, they would start to be building stocks to take them through into the second half of the year. But the stock levels, as one source said to me, are already very unhealthy. And because we are not traveling, like you said, there's not many big events going on, people aren't consuming, people aren't on the go, so to speak. There's real concerns that these stock levels are just not going to be replenished this year. So, yeah.
So I was going to say, consequently, the recycled PET prices are inflated, or, you know, they've gone up massively. And that's another reason, that's another element of demand for the virgin PET, because maybe not the multinationals necessarily with their pledges, etc., but whoever is still allowed to and can pull on the virgin PET rather than recycled is reverting to virgin PET, because recycled pricing is now so high. Is that something that you're experiencing or seeing?
Yeah, so this is what's going to be interesting, I think, this year compared to 2020. So following the reductions in the virgin price plus the €100 per tonne increase in the June colourless flake prices, we've now got a colourless flake sitting at a premium of around 12% to virgin bottle grade PET for the first time this year. And when virgin prices dropped last year, a lot of the sheet thermoforming sector, they did go back to virgin because it was lower priced and better quality. And they also don't have, you know, the same regulatory targets that the bottle sector does. So there was a mass substitution. But this year, I think a lot of people got stung, because when they came back to the recycle market seeking that flake, a lot of the recyclers charged them very, very high prices. So I will be very interested to see. I imagine we will have that substitution because virgin is lower, but will they do it to the same level as last year? I don't know. They might want to keep, you know, keep one toe in the recycle market and one in the virgin to maintain that relationship, so that should we find ourselves in another strange situation, they're not getting stung on their recycle prices. But you're right in terms of brand pledges. That's the other interesting thing. 100% rPET in beverage bottles is a very common theme that we're seeing. And whatever flake volumes might be freed up by the thermoforming sector going back to virgin will very likely get very quickly gobbled up by the beverage bottle sector, because they are so very short of material.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I spoke to someone today actually who was talking about the difference in pricing between recycled and the virgin PET, which is huge, you know, €100 or whatever or more. And they reckon that actually that gap is going to be maintained potentially, well, through this year and potentially through to the second half of 2022. So that's quite something.
It is. And I think the problem is, as we've both experienced, these markets, both virgin and I think recycled, almost every year it throws a curveball at you and you never quite know. So you can try and make a prediction, but you might find yourself 3 months down the line with a different situation, a different scenario. But I do know certainly the rPET buyers, they really are feeling the squeeze right now. And I think there's a bit of a concern that there may be a pushback that if virgin does remain at such a large gap between recycled, it is that some of these big brands will question that and say, well, why am I paying so much for recycled material when virgin prices are so much lower? And that will be a tricky question to ask. But again, at the end of the day, there's not very much material, recycled material around. And there are those companies with pledges that will have to pay, or maybe willing to pay, or more able to pay these high rPET prices. So we, unfortunately, all we can do is wait and see, as we always say.
I know. Well, maybe we can catch up again in a few weeks, Matt, and see if anything's changed.
Absolutely. And I'm sure it probably will have done. So as always, Caroline, it's great to talk to you. And thank you, everybody, for listening to this ICIS podcast.